Oh, like, because when I shot, I expected to make it. So, like, I don't shoot trying to miss.
You are Locked On Raptors, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome to episode number 805 of Locked On Raptors for Thursday, October the 15th. I'm your host, Sean Woodley of RaptorsHQ.com. You can find me on Twitter, as always, at WoodleySean. You can find the show at Locked On Raptors, where you can find links to every single episode of the podcast. And also make sure you're checking out all the Locked On Podcast Network shows that cover the teams that you like. If you like a team in the Big Four sports, there's a very good chance we have a podcast covering that team. Almost a damn certainty, I reckon. So go check it out and subscribe, rate, and review. All right, on today's show, we are talking all about the brand new jerseys released by the Toronto Raptors, a photo revealing three of the five uniforms they will be wearing in the coming season, whenever the hell it begins, was released early in the morning on Thursday. And so we are going to dive all into what the jerseys make us feel. Are they good looking? What's our favorite? What's our least favorite? And what do we hope from the two mysterious silhouette jerseys that are in the background, shrouded in gold and purple lighting? What are they going to look like? What should they look like? All of these things we're going to dive into on today's podcast. It's going to be very exciting. And joining me to do so is the only person I want to talk about jerseys with ever. It is Katie Heindel. Katie, what's going on?
Hi, dude. Not much. Just woke this morning with a email from Raptors PR to everyone on that list with the new jerseys and some really wild ad copy, which I'm sure we can talk about.
We can talk about the ad copy for sure. I did not get the email. I'm not on that list for some reason. They don't like me very much, I don't think, but that's
no,
fine.
Sean, this is just, it's not a special list. This is just a fan list. Yeah, this is just the regular list.
I thought it was like a Sean Hyken level media list.
No. Not the media list.
All right. Well, then I feel a little bit better about myself. Although maybe I should subscribe to the fan page. Either way, Katie, we have a lot to dive into with these jerseys. We'll kind of go one by one, and then the last segment we'll talk about the ones that have yet to be revealed. But let's start, I guess, Katie, with what's your favorite of these jerseys? They feature Kyle Lowry, center court. I guess I can describe the jerseys if you haven't seen them yet. You should probably just look them up. But in the center of the picture, you've got Kyle Lowry in a red number with the black chevron that was teased a little bit back in the photos from Real Sports. The number is black with white trim. The shorts have the chevron, the way the living red North jerseys that we so belovedly called them back a couple years ago had, with a Raptors logo on the right. I'm trying to situate myself in this photo. Yeah, the right leg. Yeah, they look pretty good. Looking pretty sharp. On the right of Kyle Lowry, you have Pascal Siakam in a white jersey, red chevron, white lettering, Raptors across the chevron with black bordering. And then the numbers are red with black bordering as well. The shorts also have the chevron, the red chevron, and the logo on the right thigh. And then the third one, which is my favorite and the one I will talk at end to no end about. It's unbelievable. OG Anunoby's wearing it to the left of Kyle Lowry. It is a black jersey, red trim on the sleeves, the collar, on the shorts. On the side, you have a red pinstripe from the original Raptors jersey, kind of going down the side where the chevron used to be. And then you have very faint silver grayish looking pinstripes going across the entire jersey, which look fantastic. The numbering and lettering is all red with white trim. It looks freaking sharp. Katie, where do you want to begin with the new threads the Raptors have released? Their first rebrand since, I believe, the 2015-16 season.
See, I was kind of over the chevron. Like, I think we've even talked about it, you know? Like, the chevron's got a lot of play. It's all right that if we get rid of it, maybe. But they really went front and center chevron with these. I don't know, man. Like, there's something about, to my eye, that the RAPT, like the way they stack on that side, looks still looks like a little bit jumbly to me.
Okay.
It kind of looks like askew children's building blocks. Other than that, I don't mind them. I think they're pretty clean, but I'm curious if like the black one, because the black one kind of omits the chevron.
Mm-hmm.
Because the chevron just like blends in. So I it's tough to see because Ochi's holding the ball in front of his chest, but it looks like the lettering is just sort of on its own there.
It is. It's in like the same arrangement as a, mm-hmm. as though there were a chevron there, but there mm-hmm. is not an actual chevron in fabric or a different color or anything like that. Yeah.
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 So, I mean, that looks good because it's kind of more blended. Mm-hmm. It's weird. I like different. I don't know that I like one set fully because like I love the red shorts with the black. I mean, I assume it's a chevron, but like the black kind of slash to the mm-hmm. front. I think that looks really cool. I love that they brought this red back, our favorite living red.
Yes.
I kind of like the white. I don't know. Something about the white looks cleaner mm-hmm. with the lettering, like the white top. But the white shorts, I'm kind of could take or leave. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is tough. I'm not like obsessed with them. I don't hate them. And I think that's kind of as a team jersey design, you're trying to please like the largest base, right? So. Right. I feel like for me, they fell where they should fall.
See, I am deeply, madly in love with these jerseys. I think they rule. I still wish they had Toronto written across the front of at least one of them. I don't think we're ever going to get that wish because they want to be Canada's team and not Toronto's team. And that is unfortunate, but it's just the way it is. I think the red jersey, like the numbering on it, you can't see it on the picture with Kyle because his arms are crossed very stoically across the number. But when you look at it on the website and you sort of get the up close look, I think the black number against the red jersey with the white border looks incredibly sharp. And I am always a fan of jerseys. And I've talked about this before because why wouldn't I talk about this before? I talk about jerseys all the time on this podcast. I love jerseys that have the number in any color other than white against like a deeper color. I think it looks really good. I think of like the Phoenix Suns earlier this decade when they had their purples with the orange numbers or the vice versa with the orange and the purple numbers. I thought those looked really good. It just looks sharp and kind of hits the eye a little bit more, I don't know, appealingly than it does when it's just a standard white number. So I'm fully in on the red jersey. The white one, it looks a little bit sort of unfinished almost, like with the shorts not having any bordering or anything like that, I find. But I think it looks pretty good. I think and this looks like one that's going to look really good on the court, I think. I can't get over the black one. It's so good. It's so perfect. It's existed for 6 hours now, more or less. I think this is probably the best jersey the Raptors have ever designed. It is perfect. It is like, I love the black. I've always loved when they wear black. The trim on the shoulders and on the arms and the collar and the shorts is perfect. I thought maybe that could be an addition to both the white and red as well. Maybe some red trim on the white one, some black trim on the red one. You know, that's fine. They didn't do it. The trim looks perfect, and it kind of proves my point, I think, on the black one. The Jumpman logo is very cool as well. The only one that has the Jumpman logo instead of the Nike logo. And maybe it's just that OG is a very good jersey model. I don't know, but I just, the pinstripes and everything, it all comes together. Like, I want those shorts so bad. It's a good little subtle callback without being like, hey, we used to be the purple team. Ha ha ha, here's our jersey. I think it is one of, if not the best jersey the Raptors have ever designed. I am very, very excited. This is probably too hot a take for jerseys, but I'm going to buy one of these for damn sure.
The names are a little bit hokey. And I have to say, I don't know if I'm with you on pinstripes in general. They're too like zooty to me. I can never disassociate that. Mm. And I feel like a lot of the jerseys I did not like from the 90s and like early aughts of like Orlando, I'm thinking like the Hornets and the Magic utilized pinstripes very boldly. So I appreciate that these are more subtle, but the name of the black jersey is called the Defiant, because I guess the theme that they're going with is like, which North are you? So there's like the true is the white, the proud is the red, and the Defiant is the black. So, I mean, okay, this is just like an ad campaign gone wild.
So I am with you. And actually, I want to spend the entire second segment reading through the ad copy and the descriptions on the website because they're very funny and hokey and like corporate synergy-y, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So yeah, I don't want to spoil that before we get into the second segment. So I'm sorry to interrupt you, Katie, but I think
that it's good to know that that's your plan.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess like I don't. To be honest, I was like, why do we need New Jersey? I forgot, you know, that they just do this every year. So I wasn't necessarily expecting them.
Right.
I'm looking forward to the ones that are shrouded, but it looks like the purple shrouded, you can make unless this is like a placeholder, you can make up some of the lettering and it looks like it's similar.
Yeah.
So I'm like, if the purple and the OVO are the same, I'd be a little bit let down by that. I'd like to see starkly different jerseys.
I'm with you there, and we'll dive into our hopes and expectations and wildest dreams for the two yet-to-be-revealed jerseys in the final segment. But, Katie, we should get into this ad copy in just a sec here because it is very funny and very good in a bad way. So we'll get to that in just one second. But first, I want to tell people all about rockauto.com, which is the best place to get wonderful car parts for a low, low price. And if you have a new car or an old car, a classic car, whatever it is, eventually you're going to need to replace something on it. And rockauto.com is the place to go. They are a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They've got everything from engine control modules, brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, even new carpets, whether it's for your classic or your daily driver. Get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The rockauto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brand specifications and prices that you prefer. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low and same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. So why would you spend twice as much for the exact same parts? Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck right locked on in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the car parts you will ever need at rockauto.com. All right, Katie, so let's dive into the ad copy and maybe a little bit more in depth on each of these jerseys and how they make us feel, how we expect the Raptors to play when they wear them. I think, you know, thinking back to those living red jerseys they clinched the title in, we really had, a stark emotional response to the way the team played when they were in those jerseys. And I think that probably can be felt about all these new ones as well, differing feelings and all that, I'm sure, as well, but we'll get into that. Let's start off here with the proud jersey, the red one that Kyle Lowry's wearing in the photo. The write-up here on the website where you can buy the jersey now says, "The proud, an embodiment of the Raptor, calculated, always hunting, marked by the untamed north, with impact always visible." Okay. Thoughts on apparently the realization that raptors are in fact a northern hardy creature.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, this is just someone's ad copy running wild, and I understand and respect this is someone's job. And the worst part about this is there's probably so many layers and approvals it had to go through. Like, the simplest thing is always the most complicated. In any marketing campaign, this is very weird. I don't know how it's an embodiment of the Raptor, because the Raptor, I mean, yeah, it's red. Like, I'm thinking of the mascot. It's red, but like purple could also be the embodiment of the Raptor because of the like throwback jerseys. Anyway, calculated, always hunting. It's uncomfortable to me. Like, is this some predator, like predatory, you know, language? Not too comfortable with that. The untamed, marked by the untamed north, with impact always visible. I guess impact in this case, if I'm breaking down this copy in an advertising perspective, is the chevron.
Yeah.
It's there. It's right on the front. I don't really like that because it's like impact is what happens when you get run over by something, you know, like the marks of the impact. So like, I don't like to think of that, anything running over these guys.
Well, maybe the mark is I'm envisioning Kyle Lowry taking a screen, taking a charge, that is, and then the large other player who's running into him leaves the mark on the front, you know, facing upward, I guess, in an upward direction as they leap into Kyle's chest, leaving, I guess, a chevron bruise behind. is that what you're going for here? Katie, how do you imagine the Raptors are going to play when they have these jerseys on?
Pretty well. I think, like, they always play really well in, like, a bold, and, like, in this living red specifically, they have actually always played well. They got a pretty good track record when we're in the previous iteration of these jerseys. So I think they like them. I feel like Lowry likes these, you know. I've never, I don't know if anyone's ever asked. That's, like, a good story idea. Feel free to steal it, anybody, but yeah, who prefers which color and what they like to play in. I feel like a lot of the guys would be saying the OVO, but just out of, like, your standard, the black, the white, and the red, what are the preferences?
I do kind of wonder if players actually care at all about the jerseys. I know I remember asking one of the first things I ever asked somebody, and it's an embarrassing, you know, very new to this type of question to ask, but I think it was DeLon Wright. It was his rookie year, and that was at media day, and it was the first day that they had brought out the new jerseys that they wore in the last 5 years. And I was like, hey, they're pretty nice jerseys, huh? He's like, I guess. I didn't really think about it. It's just a jersey. I'm in the NBA. That's all I care about. I was like, yeah, I don't know. Maybe you don't care about this at all. I'm sure some people care about it, but I do wonder if this is far more a thing to, you know, just get money from fans than it is to, like, appease
the players.
Yeah, that's
what jerseys are for. And that's what, like, release campaigns like this are definitely for. It's for making money. But I do think some players would probably say, like, oh, yeah, like, I – whether it's because of, you know, sentimentality or, hey, we seem to play better in these ones, you know. I don't think anyone would want to actually assign, like, any power to the jerseys. You don't want, as a player, I don't think you want that in your head. But I'm sure there's preferences. Like, every person leans towards something or another. So
I do think the way that they're described, the whole, the calculating thing, the sort of always hunting, it strikes me that the Raptors might really kind of lean into their transition game when they wear those red jerseys and just kind of get out on the run, just sort of attacking. You got two guys coming from the wings, like the Velociraptors in Jurassic Park, with one coming down the middle and Kyle just, like, dishing it out to people. I don't know. This is what I'm envisioning. I think far too much about jerseys. The next jersey, Katie, is the true. This is the one Pascal Siakam is wearing, the white jersey. I will say, I think the numbers on the back with the black border look really good. I'm looking at the rotating visage of the jersey right now on Raptors.com. It looks really good. The write-up for the true: a beacon of solidarity, uniting 5 on the floor, 11 on the bench, and a fan base across the globe. This is true north.
Yeah, this is a stretch. this was someone's idea, and they were like, which jersey should we, like, attach this to? And they were like, just do the white one. Like, just, we don't have anything for the white one. Just use this for the white one.
I'm with you there. I mean, they had to do some sort of, like, nod to the whole Canada thing, I guess. And one of them was going to be the guinea pig. In terms of the style that the Raptors may embody while wearing the white, the true jersey, what do you think they might adopt here?
I don't know. The white ones are just, like, unfortunately, they kind of match the copy for me. Like, they're a bit like passable. Do they have, am I just making this up, or do they not play particularly well in these jerseys?
Well, they never had them on before. How do we know?
I mean, the white kind of iteration. They've had those before.
I think what's actually happened, I should go back and track this and, like, their record in certain jerseys over the last year or so. But I think the whites, they are pretty bad in when they wear them on the road. If they wear them at home, they're usually quite good because they're always good at home. But if they wear them on the road, it's usually kind of a bad omen. Same with the reds, actually. Usually it's the blacks that have the greatest results away from home, if I recall correctly. I do kind of, the way they describe this jersey, kind of before even reading the write-up, was kind of what I thought might be what they try to embody, which is This might be like their defense jersey. Like they're kind of on a string. They're connected. They like really kind of dig in. That's when we see them at their sort of rotating and leaping and recovering best. I think we might see it. This might be sort of the energy that they carry with these white jerseys. Do you agree whatsoever?
Sure.
Okay.
I'll take it.
Then we move on to the final of the jerseys. As you said, as my page loads up here, it's taking some time to load. The Defiant, the ones that OG Anunoby is wearing, the ones that I think are one of the best jerseys the Raptors have ever put together. It's very, very exciting. I'm wondering, Katie, how do you feel about these ones? It's loaded up now. It's rotating for me. The right.
Please
up
read
here,
the copy.
Yeah, I'll read the copy. All right. The Defiant, heard through actions with self-made style, self-proven but selfless, and not afraid to zig when they zag.
First Thoughts? Sentence makes no sense. I can say this as a writer. I can say this with someone with some experience in marketing. Makes no sense. Absolutely. What do you hear? You hear the jersey? You hear a sound through action? With the sound has self-made style, or the my jersey thinking, does, or the team does?
My reading is that you hear a defiance, like a defiant scream through their actions on the court.
See this, but then who's screaming? Like a ghost, like a scary ghost? They're
Red
screaming.
Van Vliet, naturally.
I think like with this many questions, just for some like goofy copy like this, it's not a good sign. You know, it's not the greatest. Mm-hmm. I don't self-proven, but selfless. Sure, not afraid to zig when they zag. Is that because there's like little zaggies that going down the side, like under the armpits?
That does feel like that might be, and the pinstripes as well, the zigzag pinstripes. This might be a nod to those, I think.
Yeah, so this is just like, they were just trying to fit in zigzag somewhere, and they did. So congratulations to the copywriter on this one. I don't know, these ones are wet, like a little bit more like sinister by default, like by nature, you know? So
kind of have a Darth Maul energy, yes.
Yeah, this could be like the sneaky game jerseys. How about that? Like the stealthy, sneaky.
I feel that. When I look at this jersey, I envision like these will be the games where like the Raptors championship pedigree is very much on display, where it's like, oh yeah, they're down 10 with 6 minutes left, but you're pretty sure they're going to win because they're wearing these jerseys. They're incredible. They're so good, Katie. I'm looking at the bodiless husk of a jersey spinning around on the page right now. And I'm ready to pull out my pocketbook and write a clean check to pick up one of these bad boys because they are just very, very pretty. I feel like the confidence, you know how when you like feel when you get a new outfit or something and it just looks really good and it works and you just feel good that whole day you're wearing it. I kind of feel like that's going to be the energy here. And it's going to be very much don't underestimate the heart of a champion, especially when they're wearing these kick-ass jerseys type of situation.
Sure. Yeah, sure. Yeah, I like that. I mean, you can't really see the little gold tab, but I think the gold tab naturally is going to shine the most on these jerseys, it'll be the most contrast. So that does fit. That definitely does fit with your reading.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm very good at this, you see. We are going to finish up the podcast and dive into our hopes and dreams for the remaining jerseys that the Raptors are yet to release, the apparently purple and apparently OVO colored, but we're going to get to that in just a second. First, I want to tell you all about Built Bar, which is the best tasting protein bar you are ever going to try. And right now they have new and improved flavors to make Built Bar even more delicious. They have 6 flavors to be exact: caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, and apple almond crisp. That sounds freaking delicious. And that joins the 12 original flavors, which include some of my faves like mint brownie, peanut butter, banana bread, and my all-time fave, toffee almond. I talk about it all the time. Toffee almond rules. Go to, they have bars also are covered in 100% chocolate, dark chocolate to be exact, and they're soft and easy to chew, and they're also healthy for the health conscious person, or good for the health conscious person if I'm a better English speaker. Lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. Bars are low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, and they're great for keto diets as well. Some of the flavor profiles, for example, you've got the peanut butter, 19 grams of protein, 180 calories, 5 grams of sugar, and 5 grams of net carbs, and the brand new cookies and cream, 17 grams of protein, just 130 calories, just 4 grams of sugar, and 4 grams of net carbs. They're good for you. They taste good. They're not all grimy and gritty in your mouth like a lot of other protein bars. Built bars are great. And right now, they're offering you a free cooler with your purchase while supplies last, so get on it right now. Go to builtbar.com. Use the promo code LOCKEDON to get 20% off your next order. That is a lot. Go to use promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at builtbar.com and get yourself one of those fancy free coolers as well. Thanks to Built Bar for always sponsoring the podcast. All right, Katie. So as we've discussed, there are two jerseys yet to be revealed by the Toronto Raptors. One in the image that we were talking about here is on the left. It's sort of in a gold spotlight, it seems. It looks like Norm Powell is in the picture, and it looks to have like gold trim around a black base uniform. On the right side, under some purple lighting, is it looks like Terrence Davis in something that looks purple for sure. He's got purple shoes on very clearly, and you can kind of make out the Raptors lettering, which looks similar, I think, to what we see on the black one, right? Where I don't think there's a chevron going on there, but it looks like there might be some pinstripes. I'm not really sure. Katie, curious, what are you thinking about these two mysterious, spooky jerseys that we haven't quite gotten yet? and I guess we can start with the OVO one. What are you hoping to see from that one?
Yeah, I was pretty like, I don't know, ambivalent, I guess, on the OVO like trend. I thought kind of initially the black and gold was a little bit premature. Now the AMSA is a different story. Frankly, like the OVO owl has really grown on me. So I really like the OVO practice jerseys a lot. I think they're just like simple and clean, and they've kind of got some like punchy details. So not to say like these, you want these to look a bit more polished than the practice jerseys, but the practice jerseys themselves are pretty polished in my opinion. It looks like they've got some gold trim.
Yes.
I don't know. Like I said, it would be nice if they were different, if they didn't utilize the chevron. I think chevron and OVO would almost be like kind of overwhelming because you're really using these two styles that like the chevron anchor, like being the anchor for these other jerseys, you know, you kind of want this one to be the standout. You want it to be really different. I don't know, like a gold owl somewhere on there, the gold tab. I'm trying to think of what the lettering would look like and what they've used thus far.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
In recent iterations, last year, I think, was the best OVO jersey they've had yet. It was the black base with they had the pinstripes, and it was the original Toronto lettering from their first jerseys. I think the white jerseys back in like the 90s. And I thought that was really good. I thought it was a good combo of like the new OVO stuff as well as the old fonts and whatnot. And I really, really liked that jersey. If I was to ever get one of the OVO jerseys, which I'm not going to, I don't think, but if I was to ever get one, it would be that one. The previous ones did have the chevrons.
They did.
Yeah.
With one the
was white. One was white during Kawhi's season, and then the season before it was black with the gold chevron, which I didn't love. I'm like you. I've kind of always been ho-hum on the OVO stuff, but I think if they do it right with the other elements, it can look okay. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I don't know why you would just deviate from what last year's was. It was perfect. I don't really have any issues with it. And I think having one jersey that says Toronto on it is good. You know, maybe you don't have it on all of them, but especially considering like the Welcome Toronto campaign they had with Drake and all that stuff, like having that all associated with a Toronto jersey, I think would be very good. And also give a shout out to the Toronto people who still have been clamoring for that for a very, very long time. So that's kind of where I'm hoping is leave well enough alone and just keep it the exact same, ideally. In terms of the purple jersey, Katie, we see Terrence Davis. We see the lettering looks similar to the three we've already seen. I don't know if there's going to be a dinosaur on it. That would be cool. I don't know. It's kind of hidden. what do you think of the purple? What would you most like to see? If there is going to be a purple jersey this year, which I think is a little bit overdue, what would you like to see from it?
Well, I'm assuming it's some, there's like going to be some purple in this just because of the lighting they've given it. It does look like you've still got the Raptors and the Chevron lettering. Mm-hmm. I don't know where that actually has room for the dino, because you're going to have the number like in the middle. So you can't really stick it to the right or the left of that. I would like to see, this is kind of corny, but I'm committing to it. I would like to see like maybe a Raptor slash. Maybe through it.
I don't hate and that.
You could have like purple, because like, what is this? Is the whole thing, you can kind of see it on the shorts maybe, where they could also just be, there could be no hints and they could just,
it could be entirely
completely.
Just a photoshopped, yeah, exactly, like color doctored version of the one we've already seen.
But I feel like if you're letting some little things like this slip, then you, I don't know, you're doing that for a reason. It looks like the shorts are predominantly purple. Mm-hmm. You might get like a black, like chevron going through. Mm-hmm. So then I would think that the jersey itself is going to be entirely purple, which is cool. I think we're overdue for like a totally purple jersey. Yeah. I hope they don't, though you might like this, but I don't really want to see pinstripes, like contrasting white pinstripes. I don't really need to see that on this one. It would be cool to just go solid purple, maybe with some black detailing.
Yeah, I wouldn't hate that. I mean, the pinstripes are already on one of them, so I don't necessarily need them on the other one. I think it'd look good, but yeah.
Sean Bazoot suit, man.
Hell yeah. what do you think I'm wearing to my wedding?
True. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would say, let's see. You mentioned the slash or something in the middle. I think what I wouldn't mind to see is a logo there with maybe the number sort of offset to the side a little bit. Mm-hmm. And the logo should be the dinosaur wrapped around the ball logo. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The just like have nine, that in the center. Yeah.
The nine dino.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't mind that. Honestly, I wouldn't mind, you know, I know this is a little bit sort of tacky for a lot of teams, but some teams just have the jerseys where it's just their logo in the center of the jersey with no lettering at all. And I think if you only had one like that and it was like one of those cool Raptor logos, probably would look all right. But obviously that's not going to be the case if this is any sort of indication. And I wouldn't mind to see some little logo in there. I think underneath the shelter of the chevron, it might actually look kind of okay. So that's kind of my bit of a dream on it. But also it really, you can't really go wrong. It's going to be purple. I'm probably going to buy it. I'm an absolute mark for this kind of stuff. You know, you're not going to deter me probably. Just the silhouette of Terrence Davis is enough for me to get excited. So, I don't know. I think overall I'm pretty happy with the look. I know some people are a little bit iffy on the chevrons and stuff. I also think these jerseys are going to look really good once you get on the court, as is kind of always the case, but the Raptors court usually looks quite good. I'm sure they'll have some backup court and stuff like that, and the replacement courts that they always work in because they have the money to do so. I was also thinking about this, Katie. I wonder if we're going to see like a ton of teams change their jerseys just because of COVID and they need to make more money. So maybe they'll just be like, yeah, we did a rebrand last year, but here's new ones for you. Please buy them. We need the money.
Yeah. Like, honestly, I mean, what we've seen already is like quite a few teams already have, like, the Hawks have, the Nets are doing those like throwback ones.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if most teams actually go down that road.
Every team, brand new jerseys. The Bucks are purple now, with red and orange.
I would love for the Bucks to bring back that crazy, was it like late 90s with the like spectral deer?
Oh yeah.
The forest green with the like hazy purple. Mm-hmm. I really liked that. It was so ugly. I really loved it.
More full body spread logos, I think.
I know.
Just an entire Pelicans jersey that's just the face of King Cake Baby stretched over a tank top and shorts.
Terrifying, but
the number inside the mouth. a skin colored jersey. That's interesting. Okay. JJ Redick would look extremely weird in that, if that were to be the case. Anyway. That feels like a pretty good place to leave this, Katie. Thank you so much for indulging me in a thing that I care far too much about and that you seem to have a normal level of interest in. So thanks for that.
I got to be a good balance, you know?
Totally. Please tell me not to spend my money on this stuff. It's not necessary. I'm going to spend
my money. No one can stop you there.
No, certainly not. Katie, do you have anything you would like to promote?
No, not really. Oh, I guess I'll plug the basketball feelings draft. That's coming to a close shortly, probably this week. So if you were on 28, so 29 and 30 are to come. It's been a long and interesting exercise, and I feel like it served its purpose, which was to create some, first when there was no basketball on, to give some content for my newsletter and a bit of like a framework. And then it just blossomed into this wonderful thing with a lot of really fantastic guest contributors. So it's been an interesting learning exercise and I've enjoyed it.
Yeah, I've enjoyed reading it. It's amazing. And I can't wait to see the exciting conclusion. As much as I'll be sad that it's over, I'll be happy that it happened. That is going to bring us to the end of today's show. You can find me on Twitter at Woodley Sean. You can subscribe to, rate, and review this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. It's very much appreciated when you go ahead and do that. Tomorrow on the podcast, I think we're going to try to get Big V on to wrap up some of our player evaluations. We kind of lost the plot on that this week because other things have happened and Doug Smith came on the podcast. So we will get back to our 2019-20 season in review, hopefully with Big V tomorrow. So keep an eye out. And until then, thank you so much. Subscribe, rate, review. Follow me on Twitter at Woodley Sean, if I haven't already said that. And we will talk to you again on Friday with another episode of Locked On Raptors.